am here with Ralph Myers. It is 11 a.m. on March the 17th, 2023. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me. Are you aware this is being recorded?
It's all right.
Mm-hmm. So when and where were you born?
Born in Akron, Ohio, 1925.
Mm-hmm. And who raised you?
My mother.
Mm-hmm. What was your mother's name?
Daisy Myers. Daisy McClure Myers.
So what brought you to this area?
My parents owned a farm here in Bryanston. They worked in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And at the age of five, we moved. My mother and my brother, we moved back down here. And Dad continued to work in Ohio. But we lived on the farm that we owned in Bryanston.
So what kind of farming did y'all do?
Well, just regular farming. We usually grew corn, wheat, and rye, and potatoes, and lived out of the family garden.
Okay. Did y'all ever do any tobacco or anything like that?
Not at that time, though.
Okay. So what was, or what is your profession? What did you do for your job?
Just a farmer.
Just a farmer? Your entire life?
You what?
Your whole life you were a farmer?
Well, Uncle Sam invited me for a tour in Italy a little while, and then I come back. All I wanted to do was farm.
Mm-hmm.
I found a lady that agreed to marry me and live on a farm, so that's what we did. And we've been right here since 1948.
And where did you go to school at?
Ogden, Hayesville.
Okay. And how long did you go for?
At what?
How long did you go for?
I finished high school there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it come from the 11th to the 12th grade the year I finished, so I guess I finished 12th grade.
Mm-hmm. And what war was it that you served in?
World War II.
Okay. So what was your relationship to Annabelle? How did you know her?
Well, I knew the family from, in the 40s. I got acquainted with several of the boys, and I guess Bert was the first one I got acquainted with, and then Hayes, Francis, I knew him. He was, in his teenage years, he was in my son's class. Me and another friend, Don Capehart, had young people's class, and Francis was in that class, and that was when he was dating Hazel, and so I was acquainted with him, and then Bill come along, and we were real close. We were together. Our wives sung in a trio, and so we had that much in common too. But then I knew his sisters and Granny Bell, got acquainted with her and his dad. So I knew all of them before I knew them,
mm-hmm.
but they were good family to get acquainted with. And later on, went to a lot of prayer meetings at Granny Bell's house,
mm-hmm.
and we were acquainted with them through the church because they were staunch church members, and they stood for what was right, and you didn't have any doubt about it. And particularly Granny Bell, she was very outspoken.
So what church did y'all go to, the same church?
Not really for a while, but they later, I've belonged to Little Bryanston from way back, and later they joined.
Okay.
And so that was in the later years there.
And so what, in your opinion, what role did religion or faith play in Annie Bell's life?
She was so steadfast that I'd say it was a major part of her life, because she didn't hesitate to mention what the Bible said,
mm-hmm.
and that was her standard to go by. And so it's hard to think about Granny Bell without thinking about her faith,
mm-hmm.
and his dad's too, which maybe we better acquainted with, because he passed away there, and we knew Granny Bell after that for for years there. And so, and all the children, I guess I was acquainted with all of them. Well, it's hard to name all of them, mm-hmm. right offhand, but the girls and from, of course, Arville was the youngest of them, and we're better acquainted with him and Bill and Francis and Joe. And we've been acquainted with the family for years. It's hard to remember just how many.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember about when her husband died?
At what?
Do you remember about when her husband died?
Not a year, I don't, but I remember I remember it happening, but I don't have a date on it.
Yeah. So what role around that time that you knew Abel, what role do you believe that religion had in the community of this area?
I think it had a guiding principle role. I think there was always been people that didn't profess any faith, mm-hmm. but they respected the people that did. Mm-hmm. And so I'd say it was a big guiding thing, because the people that the people that didn't claim to be anything respected our pastors. And a true Christian has always been respected. And they've been ridiculed and all, but they have been. And when somebody has proven themselves to be a true Christian, even the degenerates appreciate them. Mm-hmm. And they may not come out right off, but I'd say that I don't mean that people that live a Christian life didn't have a lot of flack in their life, mm-hmm. and go through some things, but by and large, they appreciated. Sad thing is, sometimes it didn't happen until after they died. They said, "Oh, he was a good man," or "She was a good woman." And but that did show that respect.
Yeah. Do you think that's still the same today, or do you think it's changed any?
Well, it's hard to say. There's so many people that follow a person instead of the Lord, that it's awful easy for people to get detracted, mm-hmm. and I think that the people that holler the loudest get the most attention, and that's not necessarily right. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know. I know there's a lot percentage of people that believe about God, but do they believe in God? Mm-hmm. And their lifestyle don't show that they do. So they're coming down too hard on some. There's lots of people that they confess them with their mouth and not their heart. Mm-hmm. And so I'd say that it may be 50-50. Mm-hmm. That might be harsh judging them. What do you think about it from your generation?
I've seen some people who are really devout in their faith, I feel like, just being out in college. But, you know, I think a lot of people are searching for what they want to believe in. I think a lot of people are kind of lost. As far as, like, they haven't been raised up the way I guess I have or anything, or, like, how my family has raised me. So it's a lot of different, I think there's a lot of different beliefs going on right now, but.
Well, it's interesting to hear your perspective. That I hear lots of things about colleges that make me wonder if I want my grandchildren to go. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. And I know that I had several children that graduated. And hopefully they were strong enough in their faith till they didn't get swayed by the. And I wonder sometimes, I think maybe teachers ought to face a little stronger. We'll say it this way. I think teachers in college ought to be vetted a whole lot more than they are. Mm-hmm. Because if they teach a book, that's all right. But if they teach their opinion, then I wonder about that. But, and I'm concerned about your age group,
mm-hmm.
that you've under an influence of a lot of people that, and hopefully you can pick up on what your great grandma, great.
It's my great grandma. Yeah.
I hope you can pick up on how she lived and what she patterned her life after.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything about her that kind of sticks out to you just in your memory, just like a personality trait or like maybe a physical trait or anything?
Well, she was really industrious. I remember, I knew Francis when he was, well, let's see, I guess first time here, yeah, he's driving a Coca-Cola truck,
mm-hmm.
working for somebody and working hours a day. And he told me, his mother said, son, you'll never make it working for somebody else. You need to work for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about all of his brothers and sisters, what the business they've been in this area, by and large, they have worked for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just an outstanding fellow. There's one thing I remembered about him. He grew some calves, and I guess he's going to buy him a truck, and he sold the calves. And this fella, he sold it to somebody, stole them.
Oh, wow.
And he wanted to know, I believe he wanted to know, so could you identify them? He said, I sure could. So they went to somewhere in Tennessee, there was an auction.
Mm-hmm.
And they found those calves just as they were about to go through the auction, and he identified them.
Wow.
And I just thought about that. Of course, you know, Francis is straightforward. Mm-hmm. And he just I know them and they're mine. And he could identify them. And I thought about that. He was just an outstanding Christian man, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I knew him very well when he was dating. Then, I mean, you observe people and you leave an impression with him. I never seen anything about him that caused me to doubt his faith,
mm-hmm.
or his testimony. And it was, and Granny Bell was active even after you wouldn't think she was able to farm. She grew some crops,
mm-hmm.
and I think she inspired the grandchildren, like Ray and his children and all. She left an impression with everybody that knew her,
mm-hmm.
of what a Christian ought to be.
Mm-hmm. So you said she grew some crops. Do you know what kind of crops she grew?
Well, I know about her growing tobacco, and that's supposed mm-hmm. to be a dirty word now. But the farmers grew it, and it's comparing it to marijuana, it's the lesser of two evils. But anyhow, farmers were growing it, and it was one cash crop that people could grow and stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, maybe she grew some produce too. I don't know about that, but even when she was, you'd think, well, she is old enough to retire or something, she's still working. And so she had her hand on the farm that was growing there. That's after her husband died, too.
Did she start farming after her husband died?
No, they had the farm there. And,
mm-hmm.
and no, she probably had her hand on the things even while he was. Of course, he was doing, most of the cooks worked in the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Were from Oregon to here, they knew the timber business. And Frank and a lot of them, that was their major occupation.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they were into other things too, and they got into real estate. And I guess you've listed the things that the different Cook children were, the business they were in. Have you done research on that?
I know a few of them, just the ones around here, but I haven't just sat down and made a list though.
Well, you need to do that because they had a real hand in the economy of this, from the carpet business to the Francis in the building supply, and Alma. You need to mention that because that that is part of, Granny Valley encouraged them to do things like that. Mm-hmm. And of course, Helen and her husband went in the store business in a big way, mm-hmm. till the internet sort of shot them down.
Do you want me to pause this?
You quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that there's two different floor stores owned by Cook's. My dad works at Carpet Mart, but then there's Cook's Carpet. And so I always thought that was kind of funny how they're just right beside each other. Did you ever know Annabelle to play any pranks?
Did that do what?
Did you ever know Granny Bell to play any pranks or anything like that?
No.
I don't know. So in your opinion, how did her family's size compare to other families during that time?
The largest one I knew.
Yeah. And so you said you were close to her children, some of her children.
Well, I said, probably closer to Bill. We were together more than any of the rest of them, but we were friends to all of them, I think.
And how would you describe her relationship to her family, like her husband and her kids?
She was a queen bee.
Do you have any like examples of memories that could kind of describe her relationship to her family that you saw? Or?
Well, she was the standard they went by, I think. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't know where, it's kind of interesting, when the boys came back from service, they had a shooting match, and she shot several of them, and, because I don't know how much you want to pull in this, but Bill was telling me about one time maybe they lived on Owl Creek or somewhere, and had several of the children. And a mad dog came by and maybe bit Alice and bit, and he said that for a while there, Granny Bell shot every dog that come in her cove. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stray dogs. Mm-hmm. I lived through that. You had to watch about that. But she didn't mind believing, standing for what she believed in. Mm-hmm. And if she thought that it was her right to do that, then she did. And she was the kind of person who didn't ask somebody else how you stood on something. She had her own opinion. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was great.
Did she have anything, like hobbies or anything she could be found doing that you knew of?
I don't know. She's so industrious that I don't know. I'd say she was busy all the time. Mm-hmm. Of course, with a family that big, you had to be. But I mean, you could think about the time she grew up through. Now, she grew up I grew up through the Depression, mm-hmm. or what people call the Depression, my mother fed us out of the garden. I didn't know there was a Depression until I got in school and heard about it. Mm-hmm. For me, everybody was the same in our community. But she grew up with this big family through that. And they had, I'm sure they had some tough times. And so she grew through that. And that has a way of weeding out the weak people. And she was still a leader in her family. So with a family that big and so many to look after that, she set a good example for mothers, mm-hmm. and wives too, because that was to have that many people to look into you for guidance. I don't think she looked at it that way, because you could see that she loved every one of them, and I just wanted it to be hard not to play favorites, but I don't see that she ever did. Mm-hmm. She was the same, the way I can see it, she was the same to all of them. And I think she tried to instill in them the importance of prayer. Mm-hmm. Because he was a, the prayer word prayer warrior comes out when you hear people describing somebody like her. Mm-hmm. And I don't doubt her husband was a outstanding Christian too, but somebody, when you think of the family, you think of Granny Bell. Mm-hmm. And so maybe she was known for longer than he was, but I think she was the inspiration to not just her family, but the neighbors too.
So do you think it's the prayer or something else that makes her what you remember when you think of the Cook family?
Well, if people that pray, it's had a tendency to have effect in your life, mm-hmm. in your outlook. I mean, if you can really pray, and then it means something, then you're not the same person you used to be then. And so I think that in order to be a prayer warrior, it has to show in your everyday life.
Mm-hmm. So how would you describe Annabelle's role in her community, so like the larger community, or was her community mainly the church community, do you feel like?
She was looked up to, and the fact that people felt welcome in her home, and she'd have prayer meetings in her home, mm-hmm. and that was known to everybody. And a lot of people I've been to several of them, and people that weren't. Just barely acquainted with them or welcome there, so people knew that her house was a place where they were welcome to come, and could be. Well, they would be exposed to prayer, people praying, mm-hmm. and that was the kind of home she had. And as far as I know, everybody was welcome there, and she probably fed a lot of people that just came by because she was that kind of person.
So what were the prayer meetings like at her house? Like, how did they go?
Well, usually it wasn't unusual for a preacher or a pastor to be there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it would be some scripture. And different ones have preached. The pastors would, if had a sermon, then they were welcome to preach, and then a lot of people give testimonies, mm-hmm. about what was happening to them and what they figured the Lord had done for them, mm-hmm. and it was an atmosphere that everybody was free, excuse me, was free to give their testimony about the Lord, what the Lord had done for them. And a lot of people were hesitant to do that. Mm-hmm. And everybody that does some thinking has seen where the Lord has guided them when they wasn't even aware of it. Mm-hmm. And they were, that was a place where that kind of talk was common. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned the Great Depression, and you've mentioned World War II. Did you see a lot of impact from those events on the area?
Well, as we come out of the Depression, World War II was going on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my age group from high school went to the Army. Mm-hmm. And some of them didn't come back. And some of them, the ones that did come back had some experiences that affected their life. Well, it's hard to say anybody was in service that it didn't affect their life, but a lot of them didn't. And there's some of them had it a lot rougher than the others. But the fact that we come up and we finances were hard to come by here when you was working for 10 cents an hour or 50 cents a day. And then you got up to work, you're working $1, $1.50 an hour. And you got up to the time you got it to the 1950s, which is a long way after after the Depression. Mm-hmm. A lot of people never got away from that fact that they lived through the Depression of having practically nothing, mm-hmm. to where that if you're working for a service, having enough money to buy what you wanted, and a lot of people splurged, and a lot of people were thrifty. Mm-hmm. And talk about the cooks, with as many as they had in the family, they had to be thrifty. Mm-hmm. And of course, farmers, we, ones of us that wanted to farm, that's all we wanted to do. And we wanted to raise something that we could sell. Mm-hmm. And that was our ambition. And the thing about it is that all the fellas I knew come back wanted to work. Mm-hmm. And you might have been one or two that was slackers, but that, all we wanted was a chance. Mm-hmm. And from being in the Army, we didn't want anybody telling us what to do. Mm-hmm. That didn't work. We run into that. But I think that the independence of the people in this area, I think it was evident in the ones you knew. And of course, you had this, it's always been opposition to whatever you wanted to do. And you had to stand up for what you believed in. Mm-hmm. But I think that was, I think the Depression and the service and the times had a lot to do with people's thinking. But I think there's some people come up with some values to live by. Mm-hmm. And particularly when you started having families, you wanted to be, you wanted somebody like, well, it was good when you had neighbors that your children could be with that had the same principles you did. Mm-hmm. And we were fortunate to live in this community where, and there's always been people that you didn't want your children to associate with. Mm-hmm. And there's fewer of them then than there is now. Mm-hmm. But I don't know whether that's what you need to know or not, but you have to be careful about, I mean, who your friends are has an influence on you. Mm-hmm. And in college, you probably found that out. And it's, I don't know. I guess you found out partying is not the way to go to college.
I've never been to one.
And so it's testing time for everybody. Mm-hmm. In one way or another, because and now more so than ever, because everything you do is on record. Mm-hmm. And so that and maybe somebody said that you shouldn't judge anybody while they're here, while they're living, that you don't know them until they passed away and you find out what the consensus was of what they were like. Mm-hmm. And the principles they left. And that's what you do in McGranville. You're finding out the principles and what she left. And then she had a positive influence on people that she, and Francis too. Mm-hmm. And I think it's sad that his health has been like it is, that that I can't think of a better person that I know than Francis Cook. And he's been, of course, his brothers, I think a lot of them too, but to me it's sad that Francis had to go through that, because I think he had so much to offer to the people that he dealt with. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things we don't understand. Yeah. And of course, at 97, I've been here a long time, and I've seen a lot of people and seen the effect they left behind. Some of them haven't been too good. Mm-hmm. And there's less said about that. But somebody that has left a legacy behind them that is for the good, it gets mentioned a lot, quite often, mm-hmm. which is all right. And,
did you ever see any impacts from, like, the Korean War or the Vietnam War in this area, or the Civil Rights Movement or anything like that?
Well, the thing, from a serviceman's standpoint, the way the Vietnam boys were treated was outrageous. Mm-hmm. They weren't treated right. And in my opinion, that war was managed from Washington, mm-hmm. which was a disgrace. And for the boys to be treated, sent over there, not of their, I mean, they were sent there by orders, and the way they were treated when they come back, mm-hmm. was a disgrace. And I have a lot of people, let's see, I wear that World War II hat that my children gave me, mm-hmm. and so many people say, thank you for your service. Mm-hmm. And when a Vietnam vet says that, I think I turn to, no, I'm going to thank you. Because you come home to face disgrace. Mm-hmm. Now the Korean and the other the Desert Storm people, mm-hmm. came back and they were treated with respect. And so I think that little niche in the place time where the Vietnam boys come back, that wasn't right.
How are they treated here, do you think? Or is it the same as?
I think in the country they were treated, as far as I could say, with respect. Mm-hmm. It's got in the cities where these people were like sheep falling after somebody that had a big mouth. Mm-hmm. And these people that didn't stand for anything wanted to jump on a white bandwagon and criticize the. Of course, it's a different story when you think about why she got in there. Now that's the question that comes up. Mm-hmm. But when the boys were sent over there, they shouldn't have to take the flak for it. And so the people that were in the Korean War and those that came back, and they were treated like servicemen.
Mm-hmm. Did you see anything in this area about, like, the Civil Rights Movement or anything like that, about desegregation or integration or anything?
Well, in the country, we were so busy trying to take care of the profession we had. I was in dairy business for 4 to 5 years, and that takes up your time. Mm-hmm. You don't have time for a lot of this. And when you hear that on the news and people that were outspoken and dominating the news, we heard that and seen that. But for the country people, I don't see that's ever been a problem. Mm-hmm. Country people have been too concerned with doing their own business and keeping their nose out of somebody else's business. And that, and we could see this, and the people that got into this this business have dodged a lot of facts. Mm-hmm. And farmers particularly have time to do a lot of thinking. And you judge what people say according to what they do, and sometimes it don't match. Mm-hmm. And so the civil rights, to me, has not been really a problem with country people. I think when you get into cities where people congregate, it seems to me like they have more time than they're not tending to their own business. Mm-hmm. And now that's a little rambling about, but in the circles that I traveled, the race issue has not been a problem. Mm-hmm.
Was there ever any concern with like the Cold War or anything with Russia during like the 60s and things like that?
Well, we were aware of it, and by the news tried to keep up with it, but still the same thing went that during the Cold War, and it affected your business. I mean, it'd be restrictions come on that might have been results of the Cold War, but a few times we had some leaders that stepped up to the plate. Mm-hmm. And then we had some leaders that dodged it, and that was a concern to us, because most of the country people I knew dreaded the thought of us getting back into another war, because mm-hmm. it's not a romantic thing, and we dreaded, particularly as our children grew up, we dreaded the thought that they might have to go to war, mm-hmm. and every veteran that I know had that opinion. Mm-hmm. And there's some sorts of things that, as a man, you don't stand for, and you stand against. Mm-hmm. But I don't know this. Of course, we know that this things that happen away from our country affects our country. And we haven't handled that too good in lots of ways, because in the from the 60s on up to the 70s, there a lot of people built bomb shelters, mm-hmm. because they were bombarded in the news with all that we need that for our protection. And I don't know, I didn't do it, but I didn't fault the people that did. And I had plenty of places trying here to build one, mm-hmm. but I don't know. It was testing time for Christians, mm-hmm. and as Americans, we didn't show up too good in that respect, because there's a lot of things that we haven't handled in a Christian way. I don't know whether that answers what you want.
No, you're good. Do you ever know Annabelle to have any opinions about any of these events? I know she had some, I heard she had some opinions on the moon landing and things like that, but I didn't.
Opinions on what?
Like the moon landing and things like, I don't know if you'd ever heard her.
Well, I never heard her express things like that, but she didn't have her head in the sand. She could listen to the news and decipher out what was facts and what was opinions, and I'd say she made up her own mind about that. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear about any stories about her impact with, like, her children going to war or anything?
Well, I knew that she really prayed for the ones. Mm-hmm. Particularly if you pick up anything on Rob, he was the one that mentioned more about her prayers than any of the rest of them. But I think he attributed her prayers to him being back. Mm-hmm.
Kind of shifting a little bit. Was this area considered safe when you were growing up or living here?
Was what?
Was this area considered safe during that time when Annabelle was around and you were growing up and living here?
You mean, was it safe?
Yeah. Did you consider it safe, I guess?
I think so. Mm-hmm. We had, back in the day and time, we didn't lock doors. Mm-hmm. And it didn't have to be said, but the people that were that would bring harm to your family, it was just a given that you could get shot if you transgressed somebody's home, mm-hmm. or mistreated your family. That was just a given that you were on dangerous ground, and I don't know where that had any effect. Most of the people I knew respected their neighbor. And there's always been thieves and always will be. But I'd say this was a safer place. people that come here are amazed at how friendly people are. And even now, we have newcomers that come in here, and they, well, this is a friendly place. What? And the fact that you threw your hand up at somebody to wave them, wherever they came from, they didn't do that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where they were in the cities or where they came from, but it's always been here. If we grew up, that you might not be buddy-buddy with your neighbor, but if you needed help, that's where you went. Mm-hmm. It was a given that you went to the nearest house if you needed help for something. And I don't know of anybody that was refused. So in that respect, we were, this is a good part of the country to live in, wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's still the same now?
I guess it is, that, people don't know their neighbors like they used to. Of course, they were scattered out. There wasn't as many of them as there is now, but it depends on how the family raise their children, and some of them sort of were isolationists. They don't want anything to do with any of the neighbors, and the others are friendly, and most of the old-timers had open house for their children and their children's friends.
Did you ever hear any issues about moonshine in this area?
It was known, the people that dealt in it, mm-hmm. and the people that used it knew where to get it, and the people that didn't, you knew all of it, and you knew who had it. Mm-hmm. And if that was your inclination, you knew where to go get it. And if you didn't mess with it, then you knew who to stay away from.
Did you ever hear any stories about Annabelle's reaction to moonshine or anything she had?
Not really, but I know as a Christian, she didn't think it was appropriate for people to use it.
Mm-hmm. So that's all the questions I have. Do you have anything else you would like to add?
No, not really, but I hope you come off with a good impression about your ancestors.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.